Well, it's turned into a nice evening for some baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland, here on this Saturday night. Battled some weather earlier, but we're here, ready to roll. Almost turned into, again, a nice evening here in Aberdeen. And it's Copa night here in Aberdeen, Maryland. So the Bowling Green Hot Rods will take on the Aberdeen Sinceros Increíbles, or the Incredible Cowbells. If you know anything about Aberdeen baseball, they love their cowbells here in the Dean. Hello, everybody. I'm Evan John with you here over the weekend to bring you some Iron Birds or Sinceros Increíbles baseball from Aberdeen, Maryland. It's game 5 of 6 of the 6-game series between Bowling Green and Aberdeen. The Iron Birds dropping the one last night, 4-1, the final score. They're looking to bounce back here tonight, and we'll look to the mound from the starting pitcher for the Iron Birds. It's Walter Pennington making his first start of the season. A waiver claim by the Iron Birds not very long ago, April the 28th, claimed off waivers. Pennington making his first start of 2025. Pennington, a pitcher with major league experience under his belt. He has pitched in games last season in 2024 for the Royals and the Texas Rangers. Appeared in 16 games for Kansas, one game for Kansas City last year, and then 15 for the Texas Rangers. Pitched to a 3 ERA over 18 innings in the big leagues last year, and he'll step in for his first start of 2025 here in Aberdeen, Maryland. And he'll do it against the Bowling Green Hot Rods. It'll be Adrian Santana, the shortstop, will lead things off. The first pitch on the ground, too short. Across the diamond, Arias gives it 2 more down. 1 up, 1 down here for Pennington. So the lineup for the Hot Rods will go as so. Noah Myers will bat second. He's in center field. Emilian Petrie will bat third. He's playing second base. Mac Horvath, our old friend here in Aberdeen, will play left and clean things up. Ryan Spikes at third base will hit fifth. John Diaz in right will hit seventh as a strike is fired in there. Blake Robertson at first. He will hit eighth. This one is down and in as Rodelis Martinez will bat ninth, or bat eighth, excuse me, and catch, and then Brian Brecker will DH in the 9-hole. So 1-1 down to Myers, swings through an off-speed pitch that time, 82 miles an hour from Pennington. This one down and away. Pennington, the left-hander from the Colorado School of Mines. Born in Broomfield, Colorado. Made his Major League debut on July the 5th of last season. Pitch on the way, on the ground to second base. Estrada has it. Throw over to first, and 2 up, 2 down for Pennington. Emilian Petrie, the second baseman, now will stand in. First pitch on the way, down and away for 1. Petrie, Canadian native. Drafted in the second round of 2024. Takes this one down and away as well. Lefty on lefty here. Pennington again on the hill. Is set, come set now here with 3 on the pitch clock. Fires the 2-0 home. And a take for strike 1 on the outer half. Set again, and the pitch home, 2-1, swung on and missed. Pennington back even now, 2-2. Pennington again gazes in and comes set. 2-2 on the way. Down and a nice stop there by the backstop in Wellos. And now it's 3-2, full count here with two gone. Pennington fires the payoff pitch. It is just off the outside corner. Pennington started off the mound and will come back. So, man aboard here via the walk, Emilian Petre. So the old friend Matt Horvath here last year traded to the Tampa Bay Rays and Bowling Green. Ended up with Tampa Bay. Bowling Green now takes the first pitch high. He tried to lead off first. Pennington fires home and a called strike one. Horvath, a good friend of our friend, usual broadcast here, Michael Mark Antonini. Caught up with him the other day. 1-1 on the way. Horvath taking it. It's in there on the outer half at 79 miles an hour for strike two. Comes set now. 1-2 pitch on the way. Outside for ball two. Horvath, the ability to do many things, starting in left field today. He was in second base on Thursday night. Two balls and two strikes now on Horvath. Pitch on the way, tapped foul towards the Bowling Green dugout. We had rain pregame today about an hour before. Rained pretty hard here, but it's cleared up. A little overcast now here in Aberdeen. But a nice night. A 2-2 one more time. Stop by Banuelos. And reared back to fire to first behind the runner, but put it in his pocket. Petre unfazed at first. Pennington again comes set. The payoff pitch. But first the throw over to first base. Back easy with a dive is Petre. Payoff pitch is outside. Horvath will take the walk. And after two quick outs, it's back-to-back walks for Walter Pennington. That'll bring up Ryan Spikes, the third baseman, batting fifth for the Hot Rods. And a quick visit here in the first inning to the mound. Ironbirds pitching coach Jeremy Heilman out there to talk to his starter. Banuelos joins the conference. Spikes, a 245 hitter on the season, has three home runs, good for a tie for the team lead. Six RBIs under his belt as well. Versus Aberdeen, he's fared pretty well. 4-for-13, two of his three home runs have come against Aberdeen, and 4-of-his-6 RBIs have also come against the Birds. And the conference breaks up, and in again, Steph Spikes. Pennington gazes in, comes set. First and second, two gone here for the Hot Rods in the top of the first. First pitch is down low. Pennington again gazing in. Comes set and fires the 1-0. Swing and a miss. A little late is Spikes. Back even now. One ball, one strike. Pennington shakes off the first couple. Now comes dead on the pitch he wants. 1-1 home. Fouled straight back into the screen. And now Pennington one strike away from getting out of the first frame. Iron Birds dropping three of the first four to the Hot Rods. The first series they played, the last series they played against Bowling Green, they dropped four of, or they went 4-6 against them. Pennington steps off, wants the reset. Comes set again here, 1-2. Firestone on the ground, up the middle, a base hit. O'Vern will come in around third. He'll score, throw to first. Third, Horvath is behind him, gets to the dugout. Horvath thought about coming home for a second, but a good backup there by the pitcher Pennington holds Horvath at third. Emilian Petre came around to score. It's an RBI single for, or double that is for Ryan Spike, single and a throw. And the Hot Rod strike first. Here in the first. And Pennington, that'll be all for him. Manager Ryan Gall comes and grabs the baseball. So pitching change coming here in the Dean. Sinceros Increíbles down 1-0 here in the top of the first. So pitching change for the Sinceros Increíbles. It's Jared Beck now on the mound, making a seventh appearance on the season. Fires a first pitch in there, down and in for ball one. John Diaz in the box for the Hot Rod. Second and third, two gone. That one's in there, called strike one. Jared Beck, 24 years old, standing 7 feet tall. Drafted in the 13th round by the Orioles in 2022. 1-1 pitch on the way. In there, called strike two. Beck will step off, now steps back up on the hill. One One ball, two strike pitch coming. And it is down and away, 2-2. Well, Beck has pitched 4 2/3 innings so far on the season. He's 0-1 with a 13.5 earned run average. He's pitched 66 career minor league games, 136 in the third innings, and a 4.75 ERA. 2-2 comes high and in, back to the backstop, and Wellos races to it, but it's way too late. Horvath slides in safely on the wild pitch. And a full count now, and 2-0 here to the Hot Rods in the top of the first. It came up and in on John Diaz. All the way back to the backstop, and Wellos got to it quickly, but the speed of Horvath wins the race to the plate. Spikes moves up to third on the play, and now John Diaz another RBI chance here, a full count. 3-2 pitch on the way. This one fouled back right over top of us, over top of the booth. Again, comes set here, 3-2. Pitch home, down and away. Good stop by Ben Wellos, but it's ball four. So John Diaz reaches via the walk. It's the third Hot Rods walk this inning. And that'll bring up Blake Robertson. Robertson, the first baseman for the Hot Rods this evening. And a move over to first. Throw home now. Ben Wellos puts the tag on. He's safe under it. Ryan Spikes took off on the pickoff move. Jared Beck, the lefty, moved over to first. And as he moved over to make a pickoff attempt on Diaz at first, Spikes took off from third. And he dives under the tag of Ben Wellos, and it's 3-0 here in a bizarre first inning for the Sinceros Increíbles. And Beck comes home now, comes inside and hits the batter, Robertson. So it'll be first and second now. Here with two outs. And a bizarre inning now after Walter Pennington got two very quick outs on the first two hitters. And it has unfolded a little bit here since. So Raulis Martinez now, the catcher, will stand in. First pitch to him is on the inner half. 0-1 to the Hot Rods backstop. Brian Brecker waits on deck. If he gets to the plate, the Hot Rods will bat around here in the first frame. Pitch on the way. This one poked high in the air. In foul territory, the first baseman, Mordon, is over. He puts it away and puts a cap on the first frame. Well, Aberdeen with some work to do. Sinceros Increíbles surrender three in the first frame, and they will grab the bats here in the first. 3-0 to the Hot Rods here on the Birds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. All right, back here now, bottom of the first inning. Sinceros Increíbles lead things off. Aaron Estrada, leadoff single. And Vance Hunting at the left fielder will stand in. Honeycutt rips the first pitch, fouled on the third base line. 0-1. Pickoff move to first, back with the dive is Estrada. Another move over, Estrada back with the dive. Starter for tonight, Marcus Johnson. A couple quick pickoff moves. Runners going, pitches down, and can't come up with it there. The catcher, Martinez, for the Hot Rods at the stolen base for Estrada. The Birds great in that department. They lead the South Atlantic League, excuse me, in stolen bases. That's number 61 on the year. Pitch home now to Honeycutt, foul into the dugout. Watch out. Lee Sinceros over there. Everybody seems okay. Go flying out of the way in that home dugout. Johnson comes set. A couple checks back at second. Now the pitch home to Honeycutt. And called strike three on the outside corner. Great pitch by Johnson. It's a backwards K for Honeycutt. And the first out of the inning comes via the strikeout, and Griffo Farrell now will stand in the DH this evening for the Sinceros Increíbles. First pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. 83 there from Johnson. Johnson, the California native, graduate of Duke. Pitch on the way, fouled over the first base dugout, out of play. Count moves 2-0-2. Well, Johnson was traded from the Marlins to the Rays on November 15th, 2022. He's a three-pitch pitcher, throws a four-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup. He's 0-2, and the pitch home down and away for ball one. Griffo Farrell, a 169 hitter on the season. Runner goes as he fouls this one out of play down the first base line. We'll do it again on 1-2. But one thing the Ironbirds have done very, very well is they've caused chaos on the base paths this year. They're fourth in the South Atlantic League in walks with 110. They lead the SAEL in stolen bases, like I mentioned, and the ballpark's in their favor, but they do also rank in the top three in triples. 8 on the season. This one down and away. Good take that time by O'Farrell. Even 2-2. Martinez will take a visit to the mound here. Let's look at the defense behind Johnson. It'll be a Dennis Mordaunt at first base. Yellow Blake combination up the middle. Excuse me, Martinez. Combination up the middle. Shortstop is Adrian Santana. Your second baseman is Emilian Petre. Johnson comes set again. This one down and away. We're full now, 3-2. Third baseman's Ryan Spikes. Outfield left to right goes Mac Horvath, Noah Myers, and John Diaz. Three-two pitch on the way. This one on the ground to short. Arias has it across the diamond and makes the play. Or Santana, that is, has it. Makes the play. Yeah. So Griff O'Farrell is out number two. It goes 6-3, and David Banuelos now here on his assignment in the cleanup spot behind the plate. This one high and tight at 78 miles an hour from Johnson. Well, Johnson in 2025, he's 1-2 with a 5.76 earned run average. He's pitched 25 complete innings coming into this appearance. 1-0 pitch, Banuelos flies it out to center field. Myers is over into the gap. He'll take charge in right center, and he'll put it away for out number three. So the leadoff man gets aboard. Aaron Estrada singles and steals second base, but he'll be stranded there as the Ironbirds go 1-2-3 after Estrada. We'll go to the second inning with the Sinceros Increíbles down 3-0 here to the Hot Rods on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Top of the second inning now here in Aberdeen. Copa night in the Dean as the Sinceros Increíbles take on the Bowling Green Hot Rods. New pitcher in for Aberdeen is Trey Gibson. Gibson, the original slated starter for this evening, but then things shifted around. Fires in a strike there. He's 1-1 on Brian Brecker, the designated hitter for Bowling Green. This one skips in. Banuelos tried to get it on the backhand. 2-1 to the 9-hole hitter. It's 9-1-2 due up for the Hot Rods. One on the way. Brecker swings and misses. 97 on the gun from Gibson there. Two balls, two strikes to the Hot Rods designated hitter. Gibson making his fifth appearance on the season. So fires a 2-2 home. Called strike three on the outside corner. Brecker questions it, but it's a backwards K in the book. And Gibson K is the first batter he sees. And we'll go to the top of the order now for Adrian Santana, the shortstop. Grounded out to short his first time through. It's a very quick first two batters for Walter Pennington, and then things got out of hand a little bit in the first inning. A three spot put up by the Hot Rods. And Gibson fires a first pitch fastball, 95 on the outer half. Taken for ball one. Or strike one, excuse me. Gibson comes set, deep breath, and fires home. This one will miss down. One ball, one strike. Again, 95 on the radar gun. One ball, one strike pitch. This one comes inside. A little step back out of the way there by Santana. Two balls and a strike now to the Hot Rods shortstop. Another deep breath and the pitch home. Breaking ball just misses outside. Maybe a little high for ball two. Again, fires on 3-1. Fastball at 97 in there for strike two. Pulls it back full. 3-2. Gibson comes set with a sign. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss behind the big fastball. 96 miles an hour. Two up, two down, both via the strikeout for Trey Gibson. And now Noah Myers will step in next. But let's check out the defense behind Trey Gibson. David Banuelos completes the battery behind the plate. David Banuelos behind the plate. Then at third base is Anderson De Los Santos. First base is Anudis Mordaunt. As the first pitch fired is in there for a called strike one. The double play combination up the middle at shortstop is Leandro Arias. At second base, Aaron Estrada. Outfield left to right goes Vance Honeycutt. Then Austin O'Vern and Angel Tejada. Rounds out the lineup for the Ironbirds. As Myers lines one sharply into the seats off a railing and back into play. And no balls and two strikes on the Bowling Green center fielder. Again, Gibson comes set. Ready on 0-2. This one on the outside corner. Called strike 396. Myers couldn't even react, and we are through two, or through one and a half here. Bottom of the second coming up. Three Ks as Gibson strikes out the side. Bottom of the second coming up. Sinceros Increíbles trying to get back on the scoreboard. They trail 3-0. To the Hot Rods here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Back here now in the bottom of the second inning, Austin O'Vern will lead things off for the Sinceros Increíbles, and he will take strike one in there from Marcus Johnson. next pitch, swung on and missed. Berkeley now 0-2 here on Auvergne. Johnson gets his pitch as he comes set. Into the wind now on 0-2. Auvergne flies the ball into shallow left. Fielder's converging on the left fielder. Horvath will take charge and put it away for out number one. Well, Marcus Johnson, the right-hander for the Hot Rods. In 2024, he split time between the Florida Complex League Rays and Charleston. He made six starts across seven games to the tune of a 2.20 ERA on the season. As this one is driven out to left field, Horvath ranging back a little bit, he's shy of the track and makes the play to retire Leandro Arias. Some action for Horvath out there in left field so far. Anderson De Los Santos, the third baseman, will step in now. So in 2024, over 16 innings pitched, Johnson struck out 13 and only allowed three walks. As there's a strike one to De Los Santos. A one on the way, grounded to third, brought in by Spikes across the diamond. A little bit of a high throw, but Robertson gets it, steps on the bag, and that will retire the side. Ironbirds go quickly in the second. We'll go to the third inning. The Sinceros Increíbles down 3 to the Hot Rods, 3-0, here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. Well, back here now in the third inning, Trey Gibson will take the mound again for the Sinceros Increíbles, and why not? Struck out the side in the second. Native of Newport News, Virginia. Graduate of Liberty University. First pitch, he fires in there to Horvath as a called strike one. Or Petre, excuse me. He'll face the heart of the order. 3-4-5 due up for the Hot Rods. Next pass to Petre is outside. One ball, one strike. One on the way. This one ripped out of play. Foul. Over the third base dugout. Well, the Ironbirds, certainly the narrative recently has been the pitching for the Birds. They have pitched very well. Five of their last nine games, they've held their opponents to three runs or less. And the Hot Rods already with three in the first frame. This one is tapped foul down the first baseline now. The Ironbirds come into this one with a team ERA of 4.02. And a very, very stellar pitching performance the other night from Blake Money. 1-2 on the way, swung on and missed. Petre down on strikes. And it's four batters faced, four Ks for Trey Gibson. So now Matt Korvath will stand in. He reached on the walk, came around to score his first time through. First pitch to Horvath. Outside for ball one. Gibson set now here, 1-0 on the way. This one comes inside on Horvath, a little jump out of the way, and two balls and no strikes to the left fielder. Horvath from Austin, Minnesota, part of a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays just a year ago, as Horvath crushes this ball to left field. Way, way out of here, as Honeycutt takes a few steps back, but he will turn around and watch. And it goes over the retired numbers out in left field. And after four straight strikeouts from Trey Gibson, he gives up a solo shot to Mac Horvath. And that'll make it 4-0 here for the Hot Rods. Horvath, his fourth home run on the season there. Good for the team lead. Gives his team a 4-0 lead here in the third inning. Big swing and a miss there from Ryan Spikes. Gibson comes set again, 0-1. Pitch on the way again, behind the fastball. There is Spikes, 0-2. Ryan Spikes had that team tying home runs with Horvath at 3 before that last at bat. This one down and away, skips away. Spikes 1-for-4 with a strikeout yesterday, was caught stealing as well in yesterday's affair. 1-2 on the way. This one fouled over top of our heads. Here we'll do it again on 1-2. Spikes, like we mentioned earlier, has fared well against Aberdeen. 4-for-13, two of those three homers, four of those six RBIs, all coming against Aberdeen. Swing and a miss behind the fastball. Again, down on strikes goes Ryan Spikes. And John Diaz now will stand in. The right fielder singled in the first inning. Advanced on a throw as well from the outfield, drove in a run. First pitch in there, called strike one. This one swung on and missed. So now behind in the count, 0-2. Gibson into the line, comes set 0-2. Skips it in. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strike delivery on the way. High, taken for ball two. Even again, two balls, two strikes. Two pitch coming here from Gibson. Skips it in. We're full, 3-2. Thank you. So John Diaz on the year is a 185 hitter, but 3 home runs, 13 RBIs. Payoff pitch down and in on the breaking ball there for ball 4. So on via the walk is Diaz. That'll bring up the first baseman, Blake Robertson. He was hit by a pitch on the first pitch he saw his last plate appearance. Swing and a miss behind the fastball. 0-1. This one on the outside corner called strike 2. 90 miles an hour again from Gibson. Robertson, a 136 hitter on the year. Swing and a miss for strike 3. So the solo shot from Matt Horvath. 4-0 to the Hot Rods, but Gibson again through another frame, all of his outs coming via the strikeout. So 2 innings, 6 Ks for Trey Gibson. 4-0. Hot Rods in front here on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. So back here now, bottom of the third inning. Here the Sinceros Increíbles trailing the Bowling Green Hot Rods. 4-0 here in the home half of the third. This one flown to center field. Coming in hard now is the center fielder, Myers, and he can't make the play. Misjudged it just a little bit. Thought he had to go back. Had to come rushing back in. And it falls in front of him here for the first hit of the inning. Angel Tejada now will step in. Tejada grounds the ball on the third baseline. Foul. Anudis Mordan, the leadoff single for the Sinceros. The 0-1-2, Tejada. Tejada flies the ball out to medium depth left center field. Over is the center fielder, Myers. He takes charge for out number one. Aaron Estrada now will step in, leadoff man for the Sinceros. Estrada single his first time through, takes strike one. And Angel Tejada just flying out to left field. He had quite the game on Thursday night. Quite the adventure for Tejada. I'll tell that story in a minute. 0-1 off the pitcher. Johnson goes and makes the play by a step. Gets his man at first base all the way out to the infield dirt, really, off his back. And now we'll make sure he's okay. Bowling Green manager Rafi Valenzuela out there to check on his starter. Trainer as well with him. You never like to see comebackers, but they are a part of the game. Johnson says he's okay. Manager Rafi Valenzuela and athletic trainer Ruben Santiago satisfied. Johnson will continue. So Vance Honeycutt now will step in with two gone. Man on second here, the bottom of the third. Honeycutt takes strike one. Honeycutt a strikeout looking his last time up. 0-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Down and away there for strike two. 0-2, two gone. As Estrada leads off second. Johnson comes set. 0-2 on the way. This one up the middle, over, shaded over. Is Petra, he'll throw it to first, and he will make the play. Playing almost behind second base, right in perfect position to make that play on Honeycutt. So a leadoff single by Mordaunt finds his way to second base, but that is all. He'll get stranded there. We'll go to the fourth inning. And the Sinceros Increíbles still trailing the Bowling Green Hot Rods 4-1 on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. So back here now in the fourth inning. Hot Rods leading the Sinceros Increíbles 4-1. On the ground up the middle, shortstop Arias is over, makes the play. And one up, one down. So Rue Dilius Martinez grounds out 6-4 to lead things off. Brian Brecker, the DH, will stand in now. Like we said in the pregame, Copa night here in Aberdeen. Typically the Ironbirds, but tonight the Sinceros Increíbles or the Incredible Cowbells. As Brecker takes strike one, as I'm sure you can hear here in the ballpark, Aberdeen loves their Cowbells. Their alternate Copa identity. This one misses down and away. One ball, one strike. It's Gibson again out on the mound for the Sinceros. This one again grounded to short. Arias a step back from the outfield grass in the ground. A ground ball. Good pick out at first by Mordan. On the backhand, gets his man for out number two. Arias really spiked that one. He had to take a step back from deep in the shortstop hole. Had both feet in the outfield grass and really honestly hit the infield grass, cut with it, and it rolled, skipped all the way across the turf. And Mordan, a good stretch and a backhand pick. They get Santana by a step. So Noah Myers now, the center fielder, will stand in. He's grounded out and struck out looking in two plate appearances so far. And this one on the outer half in there. One ball, one strike to the center fielder. This one fouled away. One ball, two strikes. Noah Myers, 25 years old. 1-2 on the way. Fouled away, stays alive. He's a .345 hitter on the season. Fantastic year so far for Myers. Swings and misses here. Another strikeout for Trey Gibson, as he has made good work of this Hot Rods lineup so far. Gets one K this inning, at least a K in every inning he's pitched. Seven Ks for the big right-hander so far. Middle of the fourth. Bottom of the fourth we go. Ironbirds or Sinceros Increíbles trailing 4-0 on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. We're here now in the fourth inning. Griff O'Farrell will lead things off as 3-4-5 are due up for the Ironbirds. Marcus Johnson back out there again for his fourth inning of work. Fires in a strike. Johnson's thrown 31 pitches through three innings so far. Into the wind now here, 1-1. And skips it in. Two balls and a strike here to Aberdeen's DH. This one grounded up the middle, past the diving second baseman Petre, into center field, a leadoff single for Griff O'Farrell. Popped right over the mound as Marcus Johnson, in through his windup, kind of through his follow-through, falls off towards first base a little bit. It pretty much cut the pitcher's mound in half. Johnson tried to reach behind him and make a crazy play with the glove, but just under his reach. And into center field past the dive of Petre for a leadoff single. David Van Willis now a snap throw back to first. On O'Farrell, O'Farrell sliding in feet first, he's safe. Martinez making sure he knows he's aware of him down there. Oh, 1 to David Van Willis. Long hold from Johnson, fires home now. Van Willis fouls one over our heads. Over our heads here in the press box and shortly headed for the parking lot somewhere. Van Willis steps in again, down 0-2. Marcus Johnson comes set, fires home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Pump fake, almost a snap throw back again by Martinez down to first. But he holds on to it. Banuelos down on strikes for out number one. Austin O'Vern now steps in for the Ironbirds. O'Vern 0 for 1, a flyout to left. Runners going, pitches down. Throw down to second is in time to get him. Well, Griff O'Farrell caught stealing. The Ironbirds have only been caught stealing. That's number 15 now caught stealing to 61 successful stolen base. They don't get caught much, and they steal a lot. But O'Farrell caught this time by Martinez, who was aware of him the whole time. A snap throw back to first a couple times he tried to. Definitely keeps an eye on his runners. Does Martinez behind the plate. And he throws out O'Farrell for out number two. It's one ball, one strike here on Austin O'Vern. Johnson comes set and fires high and outside. Tried to frame it there, did Martinez, just called outside. Johnson do what Martinez wanted him to do, a little couple glove jabs to him from the catcher to tell him that's what I want before he threw it back to him. This one way high as Martinez has to stand up for it. Three balls and a strike. Hitter's count now here for O'Vern. 3-1, shows bunt and gets it down to the third base line. Over his spikes, he can't get it under his hand. Tried to make the bare hand play and 3-1 hitter's count. O'Vern making things happen. The shifted infield out there was giving him the line. He took advantage of it. And that's a two-out bunt single for Austin O'Vern. Leandro Arias now stands in. The shortstop flew out to left field his first time. O'Vern's going. Pitches down. Throw into second base. That time he's in. Stolen base for Austin O'Vern. The second baseman, Petre, was behind the play. Left-handed hitter in the box. The shortstop, Santana, was there retrieving the throw. Petre thought he came off the base after the fact. Pointed at O'Vern and put his hands on his head as the field umpire called him safe. This one poked through the left side, a base hit. around third, on his way home, O'Vern. Play at the plate comes in, O'Vern is safe. A diving tag attempt by Martinez. The throw really beat O'Vern, but a wide slide gets him safe. It's an RBI single for Arias through the left side, and the Sinceros Increíbles are on the board here in the home half of the fourth. 4-1 to the Hot Rods. So Anderson De Los Santos now will stand in, grounded out to third his first trip through. He swings through the first pitch. No balls, one strike. Two gone here, home half of the fourth. Copa Knight in the Dean. Sinceros Increíbles, incredible cowbells. The Copa identity of the Ironbirds. Quick pickoff move to first. Arias back with the dive. A 1 to De Los Santos. He fouls it back over the first base dugout. No balls, two strikes. De Los Santos, a 194 hitter on the season, the third baseman for Aberdeen. So called time. Wants to adjust the batting gloves, regroup. No balls, two strikes here. Pickoff move to first. Back with the dive again is Arias. Pitchers definitely on notice with this Ironbirds team. Like we said, they lead the South Atlantic League in stolen bases with 61. Fires in. Called strike three, froze him. Not the pitch that De Los Santos was looking for. He knew it. And it'll take the walk back to the dugout here. And that'll conclude matters here in the fourth. Top of the fifth coming up. Trey Gibson coming back out. The strikeout machine tonight for Aberdeen. The Sinceros Increíbles trail at 4-1 on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. So back here now in the top of the fifth, Noah Myers will lead things off. He shows bunt, pulls it back in. It's down and in for ball one. Trey Gibson back out there. This one's fouled back toward the suites to our left and off an advertisement board and into the sea of fans. As you could imagine, the chaos ensues in the seats below us for the loose baseball. 1-1 pitch is outside. Got Gibson comes set, throwing the hands over his head as he does when he comes set. Back at the belt, into the wine. And this one grounded foul. Good play of the Ironbridge dugout off two hops over the railing. A bare hand pick. And a toss in the stands to a kid for the cherry on top. 2-2. Here on Noah Myers. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another strikeout here for Trey Gibson. Strikeout number 8 for the big right-hander. Emilian Petre now will stand in. He walked, came around to score in the first, and he was a strikeout victim to Trey Gibson his last time through. One pitch, foul down the left field line. Luckily, 0-2 on the second baseman. Emilian Petre, a .242 hitter on the 2025 season. 0-2 pitch, checked his swing. Home plate umpire says he went a round throw down to first to complete the strikeout, and two up, two down. Here for Trey Gibson, and yet again, two Ks. Strikeout number 9 over 3 2/3 for the right-hander. Mac Horvath now will stand in. Horvath a solo shot off Gibson his first time through. The last time through, that is. Takes this one high on sight for ball one. Horvath putting together a nice season for himself so far. A .250 hitter coming in. And he broke the team tie in home runs at 3 with his fourth earlier in this game. The 2-0 to Horvath here. Swing and a foul back. Two balls and one strike. Horvath now hitting .260 on the year after a solo shot and a walk. Two and one now here from Trey Gibson. Pitch on the way. Checked his swing. Very uncommitted, and behind was Horvath. We are even 2-2. Now to the left fielder. Two ball, two strike pitch on the way. Slider stays a little bit upstairs. And we'll go full now, 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way. This one inside to Horvath as it skips out of the glove of Banuelos. And it'll be a leadoff walk here for the Hot Rods. It'll bring up Ryan Spikes. He has an RBI single and a strikeout so far in this game. Spikes a .255 hitter. This one high above the chest at the eye level there of Spikes for ball one. One oh pitch, fouled back. Actually tipped off the glove of Van Willis too, fouled it straight back to the screen. Gibson gets a sign. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's in there. Snap throw back to first, Banuelos. But back standing is Horvath. One ball and two strikes here to Spikes. Swing and a miss for strike three. So down on strikes again goes Spikes, and down on strikes again goes the side for Trey Gibson. Nine strikeouts over four innings for the big right-hander. We will go to the bottom of the fifth now here, halfway home from Aberdeen on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Back here again as this one's driven out to left field. At the wall, a leap, and it is gone here. A leadoff home run in the fifth inning. Anudis Mordaunt goes yard in the bullpen in left field, just out of the reach of Mac Horvath. Thought he might have brought it back for a second, but Mordaunt gets him over the T-Mobile sign out in left field. And it's a two-run game now here as Mordaunt goes yard. So Angel Tejada now will stand in. Flew out to center his first time. This one on the ground, a short on a hop. Santana has it across the diamond on a hop. He will make the play for out number one. It'll be back to the top of the order for the Sinceros Increíbles. Again, Copa night here in Aberdeen. Their Copa identity, the Sinceros Increíbles, or the Incredible Cowbells. As Aberdeen known for their cowbell activity in the stands. Aaron Estrada, a 303 hitter here as he fouls this one back toward just to our left. So Angel Tejada just grounded out. We started a story earlier in the game. If you missed us on Thursday night, you missed a great one, because this one has swung on and missed. It was a pretty normal-looking pitcher's duel up until late in the game. And it all started when we got placed out for a croc on the field in left field. This one skips in. They always pick fans to run a race around the warning track here in between innings, and someone lost a croc. It stayed on the field until the inning began. Angel Tejada had to wave his arms, tell the umpire there was something out there. So the 1-2 is on the way. This one fouled away. He retrieved the croc, ran it into the field umpire. And the inning continued as normal. And then it was later in the game after that where things got really, really wild. As the 1-2 is on the way, grounded foul down the first baseline. The Ironbirds did not score until the eighth inning. in that game. Then they finally break open the scoring with five straight walks in the eighth as the 1-2 is on the way. This one skips in. They walk five consecutive times to score their first run of the game. And then we're tied at two after that frame in the ninth inning. 2-2 on the way. This one lined up the middle, a base hit for Estrada. And then as we're tied in the top of the ninth, 2-2, manager Ryan Gohl is forced to make a pitching change, but he has no pitchers left. So he calls out to left field for Angel Tejada, position player, to come in with the go-ahead run for the Hot Rods on third base. And tasked with getting out of the inning with two outs. This one is foul tipped. And he does. He gets his out. The position player pitching strands the go-ahead runner on third. And then he comes up in the bottom of the ninth. The leadoff double would put a runner on second. He got his way to third. Then Angel Tejada, as the storybook ending would have it, stepped up to the plate. It's a snap throw to first. Back diving is Estrada. He was in line for the win as a pitcher and had the opportunity to give himself the win with a walk-off single and a runner on third. With that runner on third. As the 0-1's on the way. This one grounded up the third baseline, foul. I was on the broadcast Thursday night and we were almost begging for it to happen. We thought it had to be the script writers, what they were doing. Angel Tejada, the position player pitching, the opportunity to walk off the game and give himself the win as a pitcher. He did not do that. He was a team player. He took his walk. Worked the count, took his walk. Snap throw to first again. But that set up the perfect stage for Jaylen Vasquez to lay down a sacrifice squeeze. No play at the plate. Ironbirds walked it off 3-2 on the sacrifice bunt. As the runner's going, pitches high and tight. Throw down to second on a hop. Is into center field. Estrada will stay put there at second, but he's got a stolen base. So Jaylen Vasquez walks it off with a single, or with the other night, with that sacrifice bunt. And then if it's a good night, it's a good night to be Vasquez. He got the walk-off winner. Then later that night, got the call up to AA Chesapeake. So he is not here any longer. That walk-off sacrifice bunt was his last play in an Ironbirds uniform. Got the call later that night to get down to Bowie and play for the Chesapeake Bay Sox, where he is now. So that crock out in left field now has been deemed the rally crock on the broadcast. It just caused so much chaos, and it created a comeback win for the Ironbirds, who, like we said again, did not score at all until five consecutive walks broke open the scoring column for them in the eighth inning. It was a wild game. Angel Tejada was at the center of it. This one is inside for ball one to Vance Honeycutt. Or rather, Griff O'Farrell, excuse me. This one takes it for strike one, but the usual broadcast here, Michael Marcantonini, got down there on the field. We did the pregame show. He talked to Angel Tejada, and he asked him for a home run. Tejada complied, said yes, absolutely. Didn't ask for a win as a pitcher, as this one's driven out to right field by O'Farrell. Gets under it there. Diaz puts it away for out number three. But Tejada was thinking home run. We did not think about the possibility of the winning pitcher. But it's what we got instead. It was a crazy, crazy night here on Thursday night. Just the art of the beautiful game of baseball. And it certainly was that. We'll go through the top of the sixth here. Five complete. Ironbirds strike back again. 4-2. The Hot Rods lead it on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. So back here now in the sixth frame, John Diaz will lead things off, the right fielder. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Hot Rods. This one is popped in the air. Just beyond third base in shallow left field. Over is a third baseman, De Los Santos. Calls everybody off, puts it away for out number one. One pitch, one out for Trey Gibson back out there again here in the sixth. Blake Robertson will stand in. He's been hit by a pitch and struck out so far. This one inside, 2-0. Action in the Senceros bullpen now. Wyatt Cheney throwing. This one down for ball three. Three oh now here to Robertson. Pitch on the way, taking all the way. It's in there for a called strike one. Three and one now here on the way. And this one down and in for ball four. So a one out walk there for Blake Robertson. That'll bring up Adelis Martinez, now the catcher. Martinez, a ground out to short his last time through. This one high as Ben Willis has to stand up. He'll go visit with his pitcher now, Trey Gibson. Not many pitchers on this Senceros roster have been supported much like Trey Gibson. 10 runs of support so far, this being his fifth appearance. He has 10 runs of support, averages 2.5 runs per start of support to him. Meeting broken up now here. We'll come back and come set here. Trey Gibson, 1-0 on Martinez. Fires this one high, 2-0. This one fouled away. Out of play, down the left field line into the seats. Two balls and a strike now here to Martinez as Gibson comes set again. Pitch on the way is high once more, 3-1. Three balls and a strike here on Martinez. And this one driven down the line and right into the corner. It is going to hook, foul, out of play. Might have had the distance down that right field line, but it hooks foul. And we're full now, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming here from Gibson. This one fouled back right over our heads. Had a shot to come in at me. I'd like to say I was ready to make the play, but it was pretty sharp, just over my head. It wasn't quite the duck and cover kind of ball, but it was had some pace on it. Next pitch fouled away again. So we'll do it again here on 3-2 as Martinez will step in. Fly out to first and a ground out to short so far for the Bowling Green backstop. Payoff pitch coming. This one driven to right field, but coming in is the right fielder, pretty much right at Angel Tejada out there and right. He makes the play for out number two. Brian Brecker will be next, but a pitching change coming here for the Ironbirds, or the Sinceros Increíbles here on Copa Night. Ryan Gall will make the change, and he got what he wanted, some length out of his reliever. A great night for Trey Gibson. He'll be relieved. Pitching change coming for the Sinceros Increíbles here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. So pitching change here for the Sinceros Increíbles. It's Wyatt Chinney out of the bullpen, the 24-year-old from Bertram, Texas. 10th round pick from the Baltimore Orioles in 2022. Graduate of McLennan Community College in McLennan, Texas. He makes his 6th appearance on the 2025 season, a 568 earned run average for the right-hander. And his first assignment will be Brian Brecker. 114 hitter on the year for the Hot Rods. 1-0 pitch is a little bit upstairs, 2-0. Chenny comes set here now on 2-0. Breaking ball drops it in there. First strike one. Two-one on the way. Breaking ball again. Drops it in there. Check swing. Called a strike anyway. 2-2. Chenny ready. 2-2 on the way. Inside for ball three. And we'll go full here now. 3-2. Runner on first. Blake Robinson, the first baseman. He'll be in motion with the pitch. 3-2 with two outs. Chenny comes home and a called strike three. Just fired the fastball on there. 93, got his man. So Chenny comes in, gets the out, and we go now to the bottom of the sixth. Sinceros Increíbles down 2-4-2 here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Already.
Back here now in the bottom of the sixth inning, the Sinceros and Creve Blaze here on Copa Night in Aberdeen, trailing the Bowling Green Hot Rods 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth. David Van Wellos, the catcher in the cleanup spot, will lead things off. He'll take the first pitch outside from Marcus Johnson, that is, for ball one. 1-0 is fouled away. We're even now, one ball and one strike. Marcus Johnson has only gone six innings one time on the season. It was two starts ago for the right-hander, as this one's in there, called strike on Van Wellos. He made that start at home against Greensboro. He went six innings and allowed four runs on four hits with seven strikeouts. As Van Wellos lines this one to the leaping shortstop, Santana makes the play for out number one. Austin O'Vern, the center fielder, will stand in now. Johnson in that start against Greensboro. Four runs on six hits. This one is grounded on the first baseline, foul. Struck out seven. Threw 86 pitches in that one. He's been efficient tonight, only 67 pitches for the right-hander so far. 0-1 is outside to O'Vern, and one ball, one strike. Good take by the center fielder just off that outside edge. Pitch on the way is down in the dirt. Two balls and a strike now here to Aberdeen's center fielder. O'Vern, a 194 hitter this year. He singled and came around to score in the fourth. This one, line back at us, just underneath of me. Closest thing we've seen in the booth this year. Just leapt over the screen, ended up right in front of us. Two balls and two strikes now on O'Vern. Pitch home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Might have got a small piece of it, but at very best, tipped into the catcher's glove for out number two. And Leandro Arias now will stand in the shortstop. Arias lines this one down the left field line into the seats. 0-1. No balls and a strike here on Aberdeen's shortstop. Pitch on the way is down and in. One ball, one strike. Arias, an RBI single last time, fouls this one over top of the booth, out of play. One ball, two strike pitch on the way. O'Vern, or Arias, that is, will take high. Four ball, two. Or even two balls, two strikes. Into the wind now. Johnson pitch on the way and checked his swing, but he clearly went around. Struck him out for out number three. So Johnson threw six. His inning high on the year and well below his pitch count the last time he went six innings. So we'll see if his night is over or it's the longest start of his season. We'll see. But for now, we go to the seventh on the Iron Bridge Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Hey. back here in the seventh inning now. Wyatt Cheney back out there for the Sinceros Increíbles, the Incredible Cowbells, here on Copa Night in Aberdeen. Top of the order due up here is Adrian Santana. Fouls the first pitch he sees over the screen into the seats. A one pitch swung on and missed out in front there. Breaking ball from Cheney. Santana, 244 hitter this year for Bowling Green. 0-2 pitch on the way. Good take there. Followed it to the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Santana, a good hitter on the year, 0-3 tonight. Pair of ground outs to short and a strikeout for Bowling Green. Shortstop takes this one outside. And some action finally now in that Bowling Green bullpen. Chris Villeman, the left-hander, starts throwing. This one is high. We'll go full now. 3-2 on Santana. There was a handshake with the manager of Johnson as he came into the dugout at the end of the sixth, so that could mean the end of his night. Villeman throwing, good indication. Slow grounder now to third base. Nice play on a hop. Good play at third by De Los Santos. A few hops, a good pick, a throw on the run. A good stretch for Mordan. One up, one down here in the seventh. So Santana 0-4 now with his third ground out of the evening. And in will step the center fielder Noah Myers. Swing and a miss for the 3-28 hitter on the season, 0-3 tonight. Myers not in the original starting lineup. That was a change that came later on before the game. It's originally going to be Aiden Smith for the Hot Rods, but about 45 minutes or so prior to the game, made the switch, Noah Myers to play center field. It was a straight one-for-one swap. Aiden Smith was slated to play center field. This one skips in 1-2. Aiden Smith, the late scratch, just pop in the top line, top 100 at prospect number 100 as this one is swung on and missed. Banuelos gets out, makes the play, completes the strikeout for out number two. Myers down on strikes. Million Petre will stand in now. But Aiden Smith, the late scratch here, about 45 minutes prior to the game, the straight one-for-one swap with Noah Myers. Smith, like we said, cracks that top 100. Number 100 ranked by Pipeline. And per Pipeline, he is Tampa Bay's number 6 prospect overall. Originally slated to bat second and play center field, but not in the lineup this evening. Million Petre takes this one for strike number one. One ball, one strike to the second baseman. 0-2 so far tonight. 239 hitter on the year. Hunting the outside corner, he finds it. Banuelos holds the glove there. Make sure he gets his pitcher the call, and it's 1-2. Jenny, one strike away now from getting out of the second frame he's been in. 1-2 on the way. This one skips in. Banuelos, a sliding stop with nobody on. Into the wind again on 2-2. This one is in there, called strike three. Froze the left-handed hitter for his third strikeout of the night, Jenny. Three strikeouts over two frames. This time he gets Petre with a backwards K. and the Sinceros Increíbles, the Incredible Cowbells, go to hit here as it is time to stretch. Aberdeen in need of runs here, down two. Time to stretch in the Dean. 4-2, Bowling Green on the Iron Bridge Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We're back here now in the seventh inning. The Hot Rods do go to the bullpen. Chris Villeman will stand in here. He will take over for Marcus Johnson. Marcus Johnson, we can close the book on him. He just goes six complete innings. He allows two runs on seven hits. He struck out six. He allowed the solo shot. Swing and a miss here from Villeman to Anderson De Los Santos. A 1.86 ERA on the season for Villeman. Fantastic so far. This one is in there. Called strike two. De Los Santos has his thoughts as he turns away, but he'll keep them to himself. And he wants time here now, 0-2. Chris Villeman, one of those relatively rare reverse splits pitcher. The left-handed hitter fares much better against right-handed hitters than he does same-handed left-handed hitters. This one's in the dirt. Opponents, left-handed opponents hitting 273 off the 6-2 left-hander, but right-handed hitters just a 130 batting average against the reliever. 1-2 pitch on the way, this one inside. As De Los Santos raises that bat and his hands above his head. Get out of the way. 2-2. De Los Santos 0-2 this evening. Pitch on the way is down and away. Martinez held it there for a second, wanted that call. But De Los Santos firm and confident in his take. Works it full now, 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Down goes De Los Santos. Breaking ball inside to him. And De Los Santos, a strikeout victim for out number one. Anudis Mardon will stand in now. Solo shot his last time up two innings ago. Cut the lead down to two. This one, a ground ball too short. Deep play in the hole. A good play over there by Santana deep in the 5-6 hole. Gets his man on a couple hops across the diamond for out number two. Angel Tejada now, 0 for 2 on the evening. Sinceros in need of a rally here late. They trail by two here in the bottom of the eighth. Tejada takes this one down and in. To Tejada. He fouls this one away over the first base dugout. Angel Tejada, the jack of many trades, able to do a lot of things. Listed on the roster as an infielder. Played left field the other night. He's in right field tonight. And he drives this one out to center field. Going back, Myers into the gap over to the 404 sign. He makes the catch right up against the 404 sign. Hitter's ballpark here in Aberdeen for better or worse. And it's a deep fly out for Angel Tejada. And it concludes matters here in the eighth. Top of the ninth coming up. Sinceros Increíbles in need of some rallying. 4-2, they trail the Bowling Green Hot Rods on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. We're back here now in the top of the eighth. Always a classic when your broadcaster gets your inning wrong. We're not quite in the ninth yet. Top of the eighth inning. We've got to play that one first. As the middle of the order is due up for the Hot Rods, Mac Horvath will lead it off. 4-5-6 due up for the Rods. Horvath, a solo shot earlier in this game. As Chenny will go out there again for his third inning to work, fires in a first pitch strike to Horvath. Sun fired in, a check swing by Horvath, a called strike anyway. Horvath just the one at bat so far tonight, it's a solo shot and a pair of walks. And breaking ball, dropped it right in there. Horvath called out on strikes. The backwards K for Chenny. And Ryan Spikes now will step in. Four Ks so far for Chenny through an inning and two-thirds as Spikes fouls this one. Out of play. Oh, 1 pitch. This one grounded to third on a couple hops. De Los Santos. Routine across the diamond. Two up, two down for the Hot Rods. A left-hander action in the Sinceros bullpen. Riley Cooper throwing in the Birds bullpen. John Diaz now will stand in, the left-handed hitter. Takes a ball, 1-0. Diaz 0-1 tonight, a 113 hitter on the 2025 campaign. This one's in there, called strike one. One pitch, this one lined into left field, a base hit. Honeycutt over, he will scoop it up, and it is a two-out single there for John Diaz. It'll bring up Blake Robertson, the first baseman. Hit by a pitch, a walk, and a strikeout so far. Diaz, the lead off first. 1-0 here to Robertson. One ball, no strikes. Pitch on the way. Checked his swing, called strike anyway. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Pitch on the way. Now here from Chenny. Outside, 2-1. On Copa night here in Aberdeen, the Copa jerseys, if you're just listening, you can't see. Similar to what Aberdeen wears sometimes, royal blue with orange sleeves. This pitch comes inside. With yellow numbers on the back and orange outlines on those numbers. The cap is a tri-colored cap with the yellow brim, royal blue back, and a white front with a cowbell logo with an A on it. 3-1 pitch on the way. It's inside, ball four to Blake Robertson. The jersey has a big Sinceros across the chest. Increíbles much smaller underneath, and a cowbell logo after the word Sinceros. And that'll be all for Chenny after the walk. His manager comes and gets him. Pitching change here in the Dean. Sinceros Increíbles going to the bullpen here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. A pitching change for the Ironbirds. The big left-hander, Riley Cooper, standing 6'2", 270. A 4.22 earned run average on the year. It's the seventh appearance for the left-hander. This one grounded to second. It'll be a quick outing. One pitch, one out, inning over. Estrada makes the play to first, and Cooper gets out of the eighth. So we go to the bottom of the eighth inning now. Sinceros Increíbles is in need of some runs. They trail it 4-2 to to the Bowling Green Hot Rods here in Aberdeen on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network and Valley Live. We're back here for the home half of the eighth. Chris Villeman back out there for the Hot Rods. And it'll be the top of the order due up for the Sinceros Increíbles. Aaron Estrada will lead things off. The second baseman is 2-for-3 on the evening. Having a great season so far is Estrada, 311 hitter. One will pitch on the way, down and away for ball two. Estrada, like we said, Villeman has fared much better against opposite-handed hitters. Reverse splits for the lefty. So he fires in a strike to Estrada on the outer half. Two balls, one strike. This one ripped down the line and left, past the third baseman, spikes into the corner, hits the corner at first, on his way to second. Takes a big turn at second, he'll go back. It's a leadoff double for Aaron Estrada, and his early season success will continue. 3-for-4 on the night for the Aberdeen second baseman. And Vance Honeycutt now, the big draft pick for the Ironbirds, or for the Orioles, that is. Chance at the runner in scoring position here in the home half of the eighth. Villeman comes set, a long look back at Estrada. Now comes home. Honeycutt takes the fastball inside for ball one. Honeycutt, first-round draft pick by the Orioles last season out of UNC. 1-0 pitch to Honeycutt. And he'll take something off speed, down and away, just in the zone for strike one. 228 on the year is Honeycutt. Big spot for him here now. 1-1. Swing and a miss, big swing and a miss there for strike two. Honeycutt wanted the scoreboard with that swing. Villeman comes set again here to Honeycutt. Estrada lead off second, 1-2 home. Checked his swing, and did he go? No, says the field umpire. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. To Aberdeen's left fielder, 0-for-3 on the night. Big spot for him here. 2-2 on the way. Fouls it away. We'll do it again. Honeycutt, big-time player from the University of North Carolina. Orioles loving these outfielders they draft. 2-2, swung on and missed. Down on strikes goes Honeycutt for out number one. And Griffo Farrell now will step in. 174 on the year for the designated hitter. 1-for-3 this evening. O'Farrell a single, and then caught stealing back in the fourth. First pitch to him here, high and outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to O'Farrell. Pitch on the way. O'Farrell down the line and right. Over is the right fielder, Diaz. He can't get there. Estrada had to hold up and wait, see what happened. He'll be held at third. It was tailing away from Diaz, but it was hanging up there. Estrada had to wait. Had to wait and see. He took that big turnaround third like he wanted to score. His manager, Ryan Gold, third base, was halfway up the third base line, throwing up the stop sign. And a meeting now between pitcher and catcher on the mound as David Van Wellos, the catcher, in a big spot here for the Ironbirds. One gone, men on first and second. Tying run is aboard on first base here in the eighth inning. Estrada off third, O'Farrell off first. Van Wellos at the plate. And they're going to make a pitching change. Here's Rafi Valenzuela, comes out after the conference. He makes a change for the Hot Rods. So call to the bullpen here for Bowling Green. The Sinceros Increíbles applying pressure here at home. Big spot coming up here. Runners on the corners. One gone. Sinceros down two on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network in Valley Live. So pitching change here for the Hot Rods. It's going to be right-hander Hayden Snellsire. The 6'3 right-hander, 24 years old. Great season so far, a 1.46 earned run average. He's only allowed two hits on the season thus far. Hard-throwing right-hander stands in against David Van Wellos. First pitch in there called strike one at 92. Snellsire also a good 2024 season. Pitched in 21 games. Started one of them. Pitched to a 227 earned run average over 43 and two-thirds innings. And Van Wellos pops this one sky high on the infield. Spikes the bat in frustration. The shortstop Santana underneath of it for out number two. So that'll leave it up to the center fielder, Austin O'Vern. Austin O'Vern, a single so far tonight, stole a base. Huge spot here since Saros Increíble is needing some runs. First pitch to O'Verne tips the first pitch fastball into the mitt for strike one. The 191 hitter on the year is O'Verne. Pitch home. And O'Verne hits the ball out to right field. Got it pretty good, but in front of the track is Diaz for out number three. O'Verne got a good piece, but Diaz got there. And the Ironbirds and the Sincero Increíbles strand a pair. They still trail at 4-2 as we go to the top of the ninth for real this time on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network in Bally Live. So back here now, top of the ninth. It's Riley Cooper back out on the mound for the Ironbirds. This one grounded right back to Cooper. Makes a nice play, stabbing the ball right at his face pretty much on a hop. And he tosses it over to first for out number one. It's Brian Brecker that led things off. We go back to the top of the order now for Adrian Santana, the shortstop. 0 for 4 on the night so far. He takes a first pitch strike from Cooper and calls time. Oh, one on the way. Way behind. Fastball fouls it into the Sinceros Increíbles dugout on a hop. O2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. High and away with the fastball. And he gets Santana for out number two. And Noah Myers now will stand in. 322 hitter on the year. 0 for 4 tonight, though. I'll take a first pitch just off the outside corner. Ball one at 85 miles an hour. One oh on the way. That one's down low. Two balls, no strikes, now to the center fielder. 0 for 4, he struck out four times in this game. He is unfortunately going to wear that golden sombrero tonight, win or lose. Home plate umpire comes out, clears off home plate. Two balls and a strike now. Pitch on the way, slider that just backs up a little bit there. On Noah Myers, it's 3-1. This time just fired a fastball in there at 91. And we're full now, 3-2. This one fouled away. Fouled it off again here. Now it's 3-2 still. Full count here to Bowling Green center fielder. Payoff pitch coming. This one flown out to left field. Incoming. Out goes the third baseman, De Los Santos. Makes an incredible play over his shoulder. Wide receiver style in foul territory. Down the left field line, almost overran it too, over his shoulder, and a big lunge with the left hand into a slide. Makes a fantastic play to end the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning now. The Sinceros Increíbles, it's rally time in Aberdeen. They need 2-3 to win here in the Dean on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live. Back here in Aberdeen, the Sinceros Increíbles trail the Bowling Green Hot Rods 4-2 here in the bottom of the ninth. It's rally time in Aberdeen. Hayden Snellsire will return to the mound here. Fantastic right-hander on the year so far for Bowling Green. Just 2 hits allowed on the season. Leandro Arias will be his first assignment. The shortstop for the Ironbirds are the Sinceros Increíbles tonight on Copa Night. 250 hitter on the year. He's 1-for-3 this evening. It's 1-1 to the shortstop. This one down. 2 balls and a strike. Two-one pitch on the way. This one comes inside. 3 balls and a strike. Now hitters count to Arias. Here where the Sinceros need runners on base. The leadoff runner would be fantastic. Three balls and a strike. Into the wind goes Snellsire. Pitch on the way. In there, a called strike 2. 93 on the big fastball. Shakes off the first sign. 3-2 pitch on the way. This one popped high in the air into foul ground. Over is the third baseman Spikes, but he's out of room. It's about 4 rows deep. So we'll do it again here now. Payoff pitch. as Arias steps in. Snellsire set, shakes off a couple times, now gets the one he wants. Payoff pitch comes home, it's high to Arias, and the leadoff man is aboard for the Ironbirds, or the Sinceros Increíbles, here on Copa Night. And Anderson De Los Santos steps in as the tying runner here with nobody out in the home half of the ninth. First pitch to him. On the ground to short, slow roller. Third baseman on the charge makes the play to first. Spikes makes that play, but too slow to get two, so a runner in scoring position now for Anudis Mordán. Mordán a homer earlier in the game. Mordán 2-for-3 this evening, one of those being that solo shot back in the fifth. First pitch from Snellsire, huge swing and a miss from Mordán, almost out of his shoes that time as he spun all the way around. Snellsire set, 1-2 pitch, fouled away quickly, 0-2. No balls, two strikes here. Snellsire set. Runner on second, a couple looks back. 0-2 home. This one on the ground, up the middle, a base hit. Arias around third, he will score. It's an RBI single for Anudis Mordán, and the Ironbirds, or the Sinceros Increíbles, have life here in the ninth. It's an RBI single for Mordán, his second RBI on the night. He drives in Arias, and now it's Angel Tejada here representing the winning run. Catcher Martinez went out, visited with his man Snellsire. It's just the third hit overall that Snellsire surrendered this season, and it's an RBI single. Aberdeen trailing by one now, tying run is at third. And first pitch that Tejada sees, he fouls straight back to the screen, 0-1. We told the story of Angel Tejada and the rally croc earlier in the broadcast. It'd be a great time to use that mojo here in the Dean tonight. 0-1 pitch on the way, high and away. If you missed that, the rally croc, there's a race. The kids run around the warning track every game, and kid lost a croc out there. Angel Tejada retrieved it and then won the game as the pitcher on Thursday night at a walk-off winner. Pitch coming. He pops this one straight up in the air on the infield. It's the catcher. Now the third baseman, Spikes, will take charge just on the line in fair territory. Puts it away for out number two. And now the Sinceros are down to their final out. Order turns over for Aaron Estrada. He doubled his last time through. That was just an inning ago in the eighth. Snellsire is better. Again, another reverse guy. Better against right-handed or left-handed hitters than he is right-handed hitters. Reverse splits pitcher. He fires in ball one. Left-handed hitters hitting just 125 against the right-hander. Right-handed hitter is not a whole lot better, but better nonetheless at 154. 1-0 pitch on the way is high and away. Great take there from Estrada. Didn't miss by much. Martinez held it there for a second, trying to get his man the call. Hitters count now 2-0 for Estrada. Snellsire set, fires home. This one on that outside corner. He's been hunting the last two pitches. Finally finds his spot. It's 2-1. Or Ardon leads off for first. Held on by the first baseman, Robertson. This one swung on and missed. Almost a snap throw by Martinez, too. He'll put it in his pocket. And now Aberdeen down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes here on Copa night. Sinceros and Crayee Blaze are the incredible cowbells if you've missed it. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Snellsire pirouette and a scream to center field as he shuts the door on the Sinceros Increíbles. And Aberdeen drops game five of the six-game set, 4-3. They out-hit the Hot Rods by quite a bit, 10-3 in the hit column. Aberdeen wins this one, but the run column is the one that counts. They lose it by one, 4-3. The story of the night really was the starting pitcher for Bowling Green. The Duke graduate, Marcus Johnson, going six complete, tying his longest start on the year. Just allowing two runs on seven hits, he K'd six through six complete innings. Lowered that season ERA to 5.23 on the year. Really has turned that season around for Johnson. Started the year with a 9 ERA after he surrendered four runs over four innings on April the 4th, and then brought it down greatly ever since, and now all the way down to 5.23. Johnson, an impressive outing tonight. Big starter. His manager, Rafi Valenzuela, exactly the start he ordered from the California native. Well, the Ironbirds hit well at the plate. That's been the thing so far, is the hitting for the Ironbirds, and they hit well tonight. 10 hits, but just three runs to show for it. Anudis Mordaunt goes yard, a solo shot in the fifth. An RBI hit from Leandro Arias, but the Increíbles Sinceros on ultimately come up short here in the Dean. We will be back here tomorrow, though. Early game, day game after a night game, just after 2 o'clock, we'll get things started here on the broadcast. Nothing really terribly wrong to point out for the Sinceros Increíbles tonight. Just didn't hit with runners in scoring position, and they fall by one here this evening. But a fun night on Copa night, nonetheless. But that's going to do it here for us in place of Michael Mark Antoniti. We'll see you again tomorrow here bright and early on 2 o'clock here on the broadcast. I am Evan John. We'll see you tomorrow on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network and Bally Live.